Hi, Playhouse 194. We pull a TRQ. Totally random question out of the box. Totally random questions. And today's TRQ. When did you feel like you were in the right place at the right time? When did you ever feel like you're in the right place at the right time? So pretty broad, right? I mean, just really any situation where you felt like you benefited. You're like, whoa. Well, it worked out because I was in the right place at the right time. You ever get that feeling there, Joel D?
Oh, every single day, especially all of van life. When I was traveling around, it was like the right place, right time, meeting people. And just like, okay, I got a recommendation to go here. So I'd go there and then I'd meet super cool people. And there was this one time too, I remember for some reason I was in Sequoia National Park in California and I was driving. And I was like, I really wanted to get like one of those huge pine cones that come off the trees there. And I was like, there you could do some cute little decoration. And my buddy, you know, they decorate their house real nice. So I was like, this is a van life present, right? I'm a dirtbag. This is a free present. And I actually mailed them a couple of them. I don't know if you're supposed to take them out of the national park. But anyways, I mailed them two huge ones so they could, like, decorate on their thing.
Sure.
But where I decided to pull over, I was sitting there and I let Jasper out. And there was no cars because you're in the middle of nowhere. I looked down and I'm a huge Snoopy fan. And what did I see? A Snoopy bobblehead on the side of the road.
Just there you go.
In the ground. I was like, right place, right time. How weird is that?
Well, and the fact that you're a fan of it and you found it was a national park, you said?
Yeah, it was just random.
Weird.
Yeah, it was just like I was on a back road in the national park and I just happened to like pull off and there's a Snoopy bobblehead and I still have that bobblehead.
That was going to be my question. I was like, do you still have that? Are you rocking that still?
Yeah, I do. Well, it's in a box. It's in my van life memory box, but I thought that was the coolest. So in the van, I had it propped up, and he's like, burr, burr, little Snoopy bobblehead just bobbing around.
You ever get that feeling where you're just like, maybe you found something like that, or an opportunity came up only because you just happened to be there at the right place, right time? 237, it's for the totally random question of the Playhouse, and it is a Flush the Format Friday. Beast Beer Circus, Y94, 6:50 in the morning. It's Playhouse, Y94, talking about your stories of when you were in the right place at the right time. You been there?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for having me on real quick. You know, I was driving for Uber a couple of years back, you know, and I was going on a call one night, but decided, you know, I was going to take one more ride before headed home. It was kind of a slow night. So I picked this woman up from the airport, and you don't know what you're going to get when someone gets in your Uber, and just bang, man, gorgeous, just freaking gorgeous. So we ended up talking the whole ride home, great conversation. And I wanted to kind of ask her if we can continue it, but I didn't want to be like, you know, at another time, but I didn't want to be like kind of creepy. So it's kind of like, oh, my Uber driver's like hitting on me. I didn't want to be that guy, you know, but I was like, you know, real torn with it. Just as fate would have it, man, she ended up leaving her jacket in my car. So she messaged the app the next day, and then we linked up, and then I didn't think it would be creepy to ask her, and we've been together ever since, and now we're engaged.
So this is just complete chance situation where you're just like, yeah, I'll get one more ride. I mean, that's your wife. It's going to be your wife.
Yep. Right place, right time, man. Just the right one. It just happened to be that way.
That's super cool. That's a great story, though.
That is really cool, too. Yeah. I mean, I drove Lyft, and I never had a beautiful person get in my car. It was always grumpy men.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of times you're just like, oh, God, get out of my car.
Yeah.
Gross.
Please don't throw up either.
Barf.
That's pretty awesome.
Now, what we're talking about in the totally random question is those situations in life where you're like, man, I was just in the right place at the right time. And call 237 or you text 35270.
Yeah, somebody texting in and saying, my girlfriend and I were lying on our backs looking up at the stars when a meteor passed overhead. It was a green fireball going north to south across the sky. I've seen hundreds of shooting stars, but this was something very few people ever see, and I doubt I'll ever see again. That'd be pretty sweet. I do love that. I always looking
That's
for
awesome.
That shooting star, too. Somebody else texting in saying, freshman year of college, my roommate was involved in some group that was having a bingo night fundraiser. He was spam texting me. Finally, I said, I just said, screw it, and went and showed up, paid the entry fee, got my bingo card, sat down just in time for the grand prize blackout game, and won it.
Now, when did you feel like you were absolutely in the right place at the right time? Hello.
Yeah, so I was on vacation with my family at the Grand Canyon, and we had this, like, hiking trip planned, but it all ended up getting pushed to the next day, and it was a whole thing, and my parents decided to kind of take our family to see this other random canyon, and I really honestly just didn't want to go, but my dad is a geologist, and he was just very excited to take everyone. So we went and we stopped on the side of the road to look at this canyon. And my dad noticed this family and with their toddler, and they weren't really paying attention to the kid. And all of a sudden my dad just starts like screaming and running towards the kid because apparently he was literally about to fall into the canyon. Ooh. And it was so, you know, scary, but talk about being at the right place at the right time. And he literally saved that child. So, and it's something our family, like, we will never forget it.
Yeah, I mean, saving somebody's life is a pretty good right place, right time story. Yeah.
Yeah, that's especially the Grand Canyon. You always hear about the bad things that happen there. So, right place, right time, save somebody.
Do a lot of people tumble in that, or?
A lot of people, they always just say, I'm going to take a picture, back up, and then boom, you're not taking your picture's in the obituary is what happens.
Okay. Does that happen a lot?
Oh, Jeez. It happens a lot, yeah.
Even, for the selfie?
Yeah, just for the selfie. It's all about that gram.
I don't want it that bad.
Yeah, don't want it that bad.
Jeez. You got one of these instances where you were totally in the right place, right time. 237, it's to give us a text, 35270. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, relationship ref today. Am I the jerk? And we wrapped up $5,000, but something else is coming. That in the 7 o'clock hour, too. Your right place, right time stories after Jesus Jones. Y94. A woman night. It's Playhouse. Y94. How about your stories and the totally random question of instances where you felt like you're in the right place at the right time?
All right, so check this out, right? I'm smoking a cigarette, and it landed me my dream job.
Okay, how does that work exactly?
So, backstory, I went on vacation. When I was on vacation, I went to L.A., and I went to a party for a Nike and Lakers collab. So I go outside for a smoke, and I hear somebody saying, you know, what do you mean you're stuck in traffic? We have no one here to take photos of the event and the after party. Well, I'm a photographer. And, you know, I'm a photographer, and I always have my camera in the car. So I walked up to the guy who ended up being the head of marketing for the collab. I didn't know that. I introduced myself, and I asked if I could help with taking photos, and I would do it. And now I've been doing a lot of events for them, getting paid and having fun.
Hmm.
Right place, right time.
Which are like people to notice your stuff. That's pretty good people.
Man, absolutely. I felt like $1 million. So yeah, it's landed me a ton of gigs, and I mean high profile gigs. So yeah, it was awesome.
That is super cool. That's neat.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And it's all about that right place, right time type of situation. So if it didn't happen, who knows what you would have been doing?
Yeah, no kidding. When did you feel like you were in the right place at the right time? I'm actually I'm shocked at how many of these we're getting because there are a ton of them.
Yeah. Somebody said I just graduated high school and my boyfriend at the time, and we moved to Fargo one day, and we were just going around getting applications for different places to work, and we walked into a place in the mall, and I saw a girl that was a few years ahead of me in school, and we started talking to each other. I asked if they were hiring, and she said yes, and they actually fired someone that morning. We went in, got me the application and the owner, and he interviewed me right there on the spot and hired me. It was the best job to this day that I've ever had. So that's pretty awesome.
And right place, right time. You've been there?
Yeah. So I was at the bar with my friend, and I walked by this girl, and I think that I knew her. So I was like, hey, hi, how's it going? And she's like, good. This is my friend, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, well, nice to meet you. I mean, I didn't know her very well. I didn't know him very well. Long story short, I got to know him. 4 months later, he proposed, and we've been married 19 years.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Congratulations. That's great.
That is awesome.